I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, Heather needed our help here because she feels like she put a curse on someone and she's not exactly sure if it's working or not. Heather, this one's pretty interesting. What do you got?
Hey, yeah, I did put a curse on someone. I just need to know if it worked. So I work in the, I know it sounds kind of crazy, but I do work in the service industry, but I don't want to, obviously I don't want to say which place. So a woman came in with a group of people and she was the absolute worst customer you could ever imagine, pretty much. And she was just a nightmare. She was rude and dismissive and had a million different stupid questions about the menu. Here, just to give you an idea of what I was dealing with, she sent the bread back because it wasn't warm enough and it literally just came out of the oven. So, oh, and she sent her water back twice because there was particles apparently that were allegedly floating in there. There was nothing, okay? The entree, she orders. She modified like crazy. She ordered how it was Cajun chicken pasta, and she wanted penne pasta instead of the linguine pasta. It had Cajun chicken, you know. She just wanted something. She didn't want it spicy, so she demanded mild. It's Cajun seasoning. Of course, when she got it, she sends it back because it was too spicy. So, I mean, if you don't like spicy food, then what the heck? Why are you ordering Cajun pasta? And then she expects her entree to be comped, and which meant only water and salad was on her bill. So then she leaves me a 37-cent tip.
Okay? Ooh.
Nah.
Nah. That's just rude. 37 cents.
You rammed out at 40. Right. It's the least you could have done.
That's calculated and mean, 37 cents.
Mm-hmm.
But me walking back and forth was not worth 30 cents, you know, like 37 cents. So anyway, I was ending my shift and just closing out my credit card receipts. When I came across hers with her signature, okay, I dabble a bit in voodoo.
Whoa.
So I was in a bad mood. So I put a little curse on her. So, you know, I just wanted to see if it works pretty much.
Oh, hold on a second.
So you dabble in black magic?
Yeah, I want to get this even more awkward. What does that mean, dabbling in voodoo?
A little bit, yeah, like a bit of, you know, black magic, a little witchy stuff. You know, I'm not quite comfortable sharing on air, to be honest.
Have you?
It's just powerful stuff. You shouldn't mess with, is what I'm saying.
Have you messed with it in the past and it has worked or has not worked? Or is this like your first quote unquote victim?
This is pretty much like I've done like little fun ones that I didn't really see much of a difference. Like little loved ones, little. This is like, I was pissed, you know? So I'm really curious if it, you know, the curiosity just got the best of me. And I just really want to know if the curse worked. So to help you guys out, I found her Facebook, but her page is private and I just wasn't able to see anything.
So just to paint the picture, there you are at the end of the shift. You've already rolled your silver, so that's taken care of. And you're closing out your credit card receipts and you come across her receipt with her name on it. And you sat there somewhere, I'm assuming, in the back away from the other servers. And you did whatever black magic curse, and you put a curse on the woman that was a complete a-hole to you.
Correct.
Okay, just tell you. Okay, next time I'm being a bitch, I want credit for not being this big of a bitch. At least I'm not putting curses on people.
Black magic don't strike me as something you could just do as a hobby. Like, don't you got to be all in and, like, know what you're doing and actually to do that to somebody?
Well, I mean, obviously you say this is something, like, do you practice this or just are, is this something that you are interested in and you are knowledgeable of and you have utilized sometimes in the past?
I like I said, I dabble a bit in it, and it's powerful stuff. I just, no one should be messing with this. Mm-hmm. And I, like I said before, it's a little, I don't want to say too much on air about it.
Okay.
Well, we should stay on her good side.
And we will, because you asked us to see how this person is doing. And when we come back, Tommy will have some answers for you, correct?
Yes. And I have reached out. I didn't get to her through Facebook, but I have my ways.
Okay. And if it did work, then we will get your phone number because Abby will like to use it on some dude that lives in England.
Yeah. I'm going to need your Venmo account because I got some money to send you.
All right. Results next.
The Burt Show.
Heather?
Hey, everybody. Okay. Sorry.
Hey, all right, so you put a curse on a dude. You told us a couple of minutes ago. You've been waiting for the results. You work as a server. You had one really bad, rude customer. So you dabble in black magic. You put a curse on her. Specifically, what was this curse supposed to do?
Again, this stuff is, like, so powerful. I really don't feel comfortable just saying on the air what it would do, but it's just like mishaps.
Okay.
It's supposed to be just not
make her life unenjoyable.
I want her to have a bad day.
Okay. Okay. Mm. Okay. All right.
Well, she's no longer with us. So it worked.
Oh my God.
Just kidding.
Oh, my God. Don't do that.
Although I don't know that I'm kidding because I don't know the results, Tommy.
You don't. And as I mentioned before, I didn't get anywhere with Facebook, which she had her Facebook page. However, I do have that Spokio.com, so I was able to do some stuff on there. And I found her LinkedIn page and got her work email. And to protect the server from getting found out, I didn't disclose that it was from the Burt Show.
Because I mean, I imagine once you did something like that, she's going to be listening to the show.
I came up with a cover.
Hey, we'll take listeners any way we can get them.
So,
remember, Heather knows dark magic. We're not messing with Heather.
Right. Yeah.
Here's the email cover that I sent from my personal email account. I said, hello, my name is Tommy Owen, and I'm a member of a private Facebook group dedicated to dark magic. One of our members put a curse on you recently, and I was wondering if the curse had taken hold. Could you please disclose if anything out of the ordinary or negative has happened to you lately? Bert, she never responded.
Come on, really? That doesn't mean she's not with us anymore.
But a coworker let me know the woman you put her curse on is no longer with us.
You're lying.
Did you see Bert's head on a swivel?
That was going to be uncomfortable.
He's like, what?
You think? I'm sweating.
Just joking. The curse lady did. She replied.
Curse lady.
Yeah. So her reply. I would normally delete and block an email of this kind. However, the past 2 weeks have been the worst of my life. I want to know immediately who put a curse on me because I'm going to press charges.
What a Karen thing to say.
Yeah, man, like, Calm down, Karen.
Who are you going to call? Like the Harry Potter police? Hogwarts police department?
I replied back to her. I said, yeah, that's not a thing. And I'm not at liberty to disclose the ID of our members as our group is private on Facebook. However, if you give me details, I can see if she would be willing to lift the curse. She replied,
oh my.
My car broke down and the mechanic can't figure out what's wrong. My hairdryer caught fire. My dishwasher started leaking. My key broke off in the front door. And someone stole my credit card information and charged $3,700 worth of crap before I could get it canceled. And somehow, some way, I keep stepping in gum.
That's the worst of all of them.
Make it stop. Why would someone do this to me? Question mark, question mark, question mark. And I said, I will take this information to her and see if she can rectify you with the universe.
Now, I'm not saying if I believe in this or I don't believe in this, so don't put a curse on me. But look, at the course of anybody's life, you could go through periods, as Cassie can attest, where things just go wrong. So are they tied into this?
Dude, she stiffed her. She stiffed her. Hold on a second, Heather. She stiffed you with a 37-cent tip. How much money was stolen from her credit card?
$3,700.
Shut up.
No.
Behold the power of Heather.
Listen, I mean, I would never take someone's credit card. It just mysteriously happened, I guess.
Are you going to lift it now? Do you think she's been punished enough? Like, how does that stuff even work?
I'm a good person. You know, I'm a good person. What she put me through that day, I feel like, all right, this is a lot. I didn't expect all that stuff. But, I mean, hey, karma, what goes around comes around, I guess.
Can you reverse a curse? Because if so, Mo would like you to do that for the Dallas Cowboys.
Please. Please. Let's talk.
There isn't enough Eye of Newt in the world.
All right.
Look, a lot of this is coincidence, right? I mean, come on.
I don't know. I ain't messing with it.
I ain't messing with it either. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.